Claudia Corzine watches a city tow truck lift her car off of Lindell Boulevard on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend last month. Not because it broke down, but because...
I had too many tickets, I guess. Too many tickets. 8 tickets. Unpaid.
Fines and fees for booted cars have to be paid in person and in cash during business hours downtown. Because of the 3-day weekend, that meant if the recent SLU grad didn't find a ride and pay up, her Jeep would be stuck in the impound until the next Tuesday with charges added daily.
Luckily, I had a large chunk of money on hand because of graduation, so if I hadn't, I would have been in the same situation that I had been.
She says the tickets piled up because she never had change on hand to pay the meters near campus. Her ordeal points to many aspects that Boston-based Desmond Associates will look at to make the city's massive parking system easier to comply with, more efficient, and more accountable.
One of the mantras we use in this office is that we're going from the 19th century to the 21st century.
Treasurer Tashara Jones says since taking office last year, she's been on a mission to bring the outdated system up to speed. She's moved quickly to get 4 pilot parking programs downtown and in the Central West End with meters that accept paper cash and credit cards as payment. But the treasurer says the changes need to go much further. The consultant will be looking at revamping the entire system, including meter prices and placement, fines, fees, and payment options, booting and towing practices, as well as ways to upgrade overseeing the system.
A year from now, I think that I should be able to, say if I'm traveling somewhere, pull up on my iPad and see how all of our operations are doing in real time.
Jones says as it is now, a lot of internal information is hard to come by because of old record-keeping systems.
We have a lot of paper laying around. A lot of times when we ask for reports, it takes several days, several weeks to get the data. So this isn't just about the customer experience, it's also about the back end.
For instance, it's hard to say how many parking tickets issued in 2013 have gone unpaid, or how many vehicles in St. Louis need to be booted for tickets. In fact, when St. Louis Public Radio requested this public information under a Sunshine Records request, we were told it would cost more than $200 to retrieve the data. A major challenge moving forward has involved shifting gears from the previous treasurer, Larry Williams, who held the office for more than 30 years. That's according to Alderman Joe Rohde of the 17th Ward, where Claudia Corzine's car was towed last month.
There's just a lot of things that have to be changed over there, and changing a bureaucracy that is frequently regulated by ordinances or statutes is very slow and very time-consuming.
That's also involved moving past a perceived history of misconduct, which during Williams' tenure included accounts of widespread nepotism, so-called ghost workers, employees pocketing parking fees, and other malfeasances. One way that Jones has tried moving past this history is through greater public engagement. On Tuesday, her office hosted a town hall meeting at the public library downtown to get feedback on the city's 4 smart meter pilot programs. Frequent parking offender Kari McAvoy says she's ready to see changes on the street.
I think it's all great. No longer will I get tickets because I don't have a quarter, a dime, or a nickel. I'm very excited.
The treasurer's office will announce which vendor it has selected to install more meters this August. The comprehensive parking study is expected to be completed by this October. Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.